Hi, everybody, and welcome to English for You. I'm Joe.
And I'm Mike.
Today, we're talking about something very interesting.
What's that?
UFOs.
Oh, I love UFOs.
Unidentified flying objects.
Yes, right.
Aliens, in
other
words.
Alien spaceships who come down to Earth and frighten people on farms.
Yes.
In the country. The thing about UFOs that I've never understood is if they're aliens and they're coming to Earth, mm-hmm. why do they always appear in the middle of the countryside?
Because they have to land there.
Why don't they just land in the middle of the front garden of the White House
There's no room in Washington? There's no room.
They could find a big park in the middle of London and land in there.
The spaceships are big.
That's true, and parking in London is really
expensive. Yeah, they're probably looking around and they see all the parking meters. And they say, we could park here. It's $10 an hour.
Possibly. But if there are any aliens watching this, please come, but go to the United Nations building. It's in New York City.
It's not hard
to find. You can land there in the middle of Central Park. And then we'll be able to put you on, you know, CNN.
And then we can just solve this mystery once and for all.
There you go. But we're going to be talking about UFOs declassified. Mm-hmm. If something is classified, it's, for example, information that is secret and only the government knows it, like spy secrets or military secrets. If it's declassified, that means it's not secret anymore, so you can learn all about it. So basically, we're going to be learning a lot of old and but formerly secret information about UFOs. It should be very cool.
It should be very interesting indeed. So let's get into our article right now.
Nanu, nanu.
Reading.
UFOs declassified. UFOs, or unidentified flying objects, have been reported for decades. Most people link them to alien life forms. Now, UFO researchers are looking back at famous UFO sightings. Their work is also the focus of Discovery's show, UFOs Declassified. The year is 1942, and the U.S. has just entered World War II. It has been 3 months since the Japanese attacked Pearl Harbor. Many people believed a new Japanese attack was taking place on February 24th in Los Angeles. That's because they saw lights in the sky. Sirens went off, and the city turned off its electricity. In the early morning, the U.S. Army began firing into the sky. All in all, they fired more than 1,400 shells. The firing continued until shortly after 4 a.m. It also caused 6 civilian deaths. 3 died in car accidents as a result of the shooting, and 3 more had heart attacks. Hours after the attack, the U.S. military said the event was a false alarm. They claimed it was a weather balloon in the sky. However, not everyone was convinced.
The article starts off today by saying UFOs, or unidentified flying objects, as we explained before,
yes.
have been reported for decades.
Right.
Unidentified, in this case, means we don't know what it is. So people will see a flying saucer up in the sky, and we don't know what that is because we don't have anything like that.
It's not a plane, it's not a bird, it's not a cloud, it's not a balloon or a helicopter. So what is it?
It's unidentified.
We don't know.
And it's flying, so unidentified flying objects. They've been reported for decades. A decade, of course, is a period of 10 years. So the 70s, the 80s, the 90s, those are all decades.
Yep.
2000 to 2010, those are the aughts.
If you're 10 years old, you've been alive for a decade.
Yes.
Well done.
Very good. So, unidentified flying objects or UFOs, people have been reporting them, so calling the police and saying, I just saw some weird thing up in the sky. I think it's a UFO. I think it's aliens.
Yep.
They've been reporting it.
That's right.
For decades. So for a very long time.
And as the article continues, most people link them to alien life forms. When you, if you ask someone, where do UFOs come from or who made them or who's inside them, most people would link them to alien life forms or aliens. Anything that is alien is basically not from this world or not from this place. For example, if you took an elephant from Africa and then let it loose in Canada, that would be an alien animal. It's not from another planet, but it's certainly not from Canada. And if there's a life form that's not on Earth, it's from the moon or Mars or some other planet, we would also call that an alien life form. Anything from a tiny little thing growing on a rock to a large, you know, gray, black-eyed, three-fingered, weird alien type thing, all of those would be alien just because they're not from here. This is not their natural habitat. And a life form is, well, anything that's alive, basically. If you link A to B, that means you make a connection there between this and that. For example, if someone's really angry in the afternoon, you might link that to they didn't have lunch. That's why they're in a bad mood in the afternoon, because they're very hungry. So if there's a connection, there's some sort of relationship between this and that. In this case, between UFOs and the aliens who are flying them around.
Now, UFO researchers are looking back at famous UFO sightings.
Famous UFO sightings.
Yes, a sighting is when somebody sees something.
Yes.
Okay? They see a flying saucer up in the sky and they report it.
Right.
And that's called a sighting. They saw something. Now, people are looking back at some of these famous sightings. Okay? If you look back, it means you're looking into the past, into things that have happened before. And they're looking at famous sightings. Famous meaning, of course, very well known. Things that a lot of people know about. So, of course, when there is a UFO sighting, if it gets on the news,
right,
or if it makes it into any form of media,
right,
it becomes very famous right away. And people are very interested in this sort of thing because it's one of the great questions. Is there not only life, but intelligent life out there in space capable of, you know, building flying saucers that could travel through space and enter our atmosphere and land on our planet and all of those sorts of things. So that's why it's kind of a big deal.
Yeah. As the article continues, their work is also the focus of Discovery show UFOs Declassified. So the work of these researchers who've looked back on some of these famous sightings is the topic of this show. Let's look at one of the famous sightings. It says the year is 1942. Okay, so this is 70 or so years ago. The U.S. has just entered World War II, and it has been 3 months since the Japanese attacked Pearl Harbor. So there you go. That's the situation that we're setting up for you. It's the middle of World War II. Just a few months earlier, in December of 1941, the Japanese attacked Pearl Harbor, where they blew up a bunch of boats in the harbor in Hawaii. A harbor is basically just a place where boats can go and park that's safe inland, so they're protected from storms and things like that. So, okay, we know about the Japanese attack. That was the Japanese. That wasn't UFOs.
Definitely not.
I saw that terrible Ben Affleck movie. I know.
Yeah. That's most people know it because of the Ben Affleck movie.
Sure. It's also extremely famous. But, okay, so this happened after that. So what was with the UFOs?
Well, many people believed a new Japanese attack was taking place on February 24th in Los Angeles.
Oh, really?
Okay, this I never heard about.
No.
Of course, everybody knows Pearl Harbor, but then on February 24th, they thought another Japanese attack was taking place in Los Angeles, so in California, on the west coast of the United States. They thought an attack was taking place. To take place is another way of saying something is happening.
Right.
So there was obviously something going on,
I guess,
probably something up in the sky.
Japanese planes flying and dropping bombs on L.A.
People saw something up there that made them think the Japanese were attacking.
That's, it says that's because they saw lights in the sky. Okay, so they saw some strange lights in the sky. A lot of people thought, oh, those must be planes coming to attack us. Often when people do see lights in the sky and they don't know what it is a UFO, an unidentified flying object. So they see these lights. Everyone's very nervous because a lot of people were actually expecting the Japanese to attack America on the west coast of California, right? Maybe Seattle, San Francisco, L.A. So what happened then?
Sirens went off, and the city turned off its electricity.
Oh, my gosh.
Sirens are those loud noises that you'll hear, like when a police car is chasing somebody down the street, or an ambulance, or a fire truck. That's what a siren is. We also hear them. We have sometimes in Taiwan, we have those drills or those exercises. And you hear this, and everybody is supposed to get off the street.
That's right.
That's an air raid, and that's a siren, the noise that Mike just made.
It's a big, loud noise to warn you of some kind of danger.
And when we hear a siren, we often say that it goes off.
Oh.
The siren goes off. It just means it starts making that noise.
Like an alarm clock in the morning, too. It goes off.
It goes off. When we describe a sort of loud or noisy sound, we often talk about it going off. That's how we introduce the sound. Okay, so what happened was they turned off the electricity.
Wow.
That's what they do in cities, or what they used to do anyway, when they thought they were going to be attacked from the sky. When they thought planes were going to come in and drop bombs on the city, they would turn off the electricity so it would be difficult for the planes to see.
The city is dark.
The city's dark, so they wouldn't be able to see which buildings they were supposed to be targeting or dropping the bombs on. So they would just go completely dark to just try to hide, basically.
Right. And at the time, as we should mention, the fear level was very high in America, so people didn't think this was a joke. They thought it was real. In the early morning, the U.S. Army began firing into the sky, those big guns that can shoot down airplanes and that kind of thing. All in all, they fired more than 1,400 shells. Oh, wow. That's serious. They took it very seriously. So all in all, I mean, sort of at the end of the day, if you add up all of the guns that were shooting on that morning, on that day, the total was 1,400 shells. Notice we say shells here. When big guns fire, they don't fire bullets. Those are the little things that handguns or rifles would fire. A big gun, like in a tank or in a big boat or something, or a big gun shooting at airplanes, would fire a shell. It's basically a big bullet.
The firing continued until shortly after 4 a.m.
So what a terrible way to wake up.
That's a long night.
Jeez.
Of guns going off all the time. Shortly after 4 a.m. Shortly here means not long after. Not long after 4 a.m. So it wouldn't have been close to 5 a.m. It would have been closer to 4 a.m. So maybe, you know, 4:10, 4:15, somewhere around there. Not long past 4 a.m. or shortly after 4 a.m.
And you can imagine when there's a lot of fear, when all the electricity gets turned off and big guns are shooting, people can get hurt. And the article says it also caused 6 civilian deaths. So these weren't people killed by Japanese bombs or soldiers killed in fighting. Civilians are normal people like you and me, men, women, children, not in the army. And 6 people died. How did they die?
3 died in car accidents. Okay, so I guess there was probably a lot of panic.
Yep.
People were probably trying to get out of the city, maybe driving very fast.
All the street lights are off.
Yes, driving recklessly, perhaps. Yep. So there were car accidents. Cars, vehicles ran into each other. Unfortunately, 3 people died that way. And 3 died in car accidents as a result of the shooting. And 3 more had heart attacks.
Oh, just from being scared.
Being scared. Perhaps elderly people. A heart attack is when basically your heart just stops beating. There are a number of different causes for it. One of them, though, if you're elderly, is if you receive some sort of a shock, or you're very frightened, it can lead to a heart attack. It says they died as a result of the shooting. We saw the phrase, as a result of something, okay? It just means something caused something else. The shooting started happening. They were firing those 1,400 shells up into the sky, and that was the cause of these deaths.
I guess, when the shells go up, they have to come down, and people can get hurt that way. As a result of is very similar to because of. Now, the article says, hours after the attack, the U.S. military said the event was a false alarm. So hours after it started, and the Army and the Navy and all the people were able to get some airplanes up there and check it out, they said that it was a false alarm. This is from the military. The military is basically the Army, the Navy, the Air Force, all the people in uniform with guns and weapons who protect the country from foreign threats and things like that. They said, don't worry, everyone, it was a false alarm. A false alarm is when you think something bad is happening, you might run around and tell everyone, then it turns out you got your facts kind of mixed up or you got more information. Turns out it's okay, it wasn't anything bad.
False alarm is our shortcut for you for today, so let's learn a little bit more about this phrase.
Shortcut for you.
Oh, my stomach.
Hey, you look sick.
I am. I think it's the lunch I ate.
Oh, we'll be okay?
Maybe. Yeah. Wait. I'm gonna throw up. Move. Never mind. Sorry, it's just a false alarm.
A false alarm? I didn't hear an alarm.
A false alarm is a situation in which people wrongly think something bad will happen.
I get it. A false alarm is 假警报,虚惊一场.
You got it. I thought I was going to throw up, but I was just... Oh, no. Oh, no. I'm going to throw up.
Don't throw up that way. Okay.
No, never mind. I guess it's just a false alarm.
I can't handle any more false alarm here. I'm out of here.
Oh, God. Okay, I'm...
That was our shortcut for you all about a false alarm, so it was actually nothing.
Yes.
Let's find out what they did say it was. They claimed it was a weather balloon in the sky. However, not everyone was convinced. Okay, sometimes in order to predict the weather or to take measurements up in the sky of moisture levels, of humidity, of the dryness of the clouds, it will send up a balloon that will take measurements of all these different things. We call that a weather balloon. Okay, remember, people said there were lights up in the sky, but then the military said, no, it was a weather balloon, and not everyone was convinced. That means not everyone believed what they said. They were saying, I don't know about that explanation.
Weather balloon, huh? I saw 14 lights in the sky. You had 14 weather balloons.
Yeah, was that all weather balloons?
They were moving very fast this way. Balloons don't go this way. They go up.
Okay.
Or something like that.
They were not convinced. We're going to have to find out some more.
Must be
about
aliens.
This. Must be aliens.
Must be aliens.
Has to be aliens.
Definitely.
Well, before we leave you today, though, let's have our For You Chat question.
For You Chat.
All right, the chat question today has to do with the scenario or the situation that we saw today about the city being attacked.
By weather balloons.
By something.
Oh, I
something
see.
Something mysterious.
Okay. Well, if my city was being attacked by weather balloons, I wouldn't be too nervous.
No, weather balloons would not be such a big deal. But what would you do if you thought your city was being attacked?
If I thought the city was being attacked, well, I would try to get more information before I started to panic. And
what if that wasn't possible?
Well, I would stay at home, probably.
Stay at home.
I would might collect some supplies. I would try to stay in touch with as many people as possible. Keep the news on all the time. But I wouldn't panic. I wouldn't jump in my car and clog up the streets or things like that, because that's just going to cause trouble for everybody. But I'd probably stay near the radio or my computer and just try to find out what's happening and not cause trouble.
Yeah, usually I think staying somewhere, if you are somewhere safe when you think the attack is beginning, usually staying there is usually the best thing that you can do. So I would probably do the same. I would, if I was in my home at the time, I would probably stay there, make sure my family, my loved ones are safe, stay in constant communication, try to get as much information as possible. You guys can have a chat about this sort of situation right now as well. As for Mike and myself, we're out of time. So for English for You, I'm Joe.
I'm Mike.
Bye-bye.
UFOs, declassified. UFOs? Or unidentified flying objects have been reported for decades. Most people link them to alien life forms. Now, UFO researchers are looking back at famous UFO sightings. Their work is also the focus of Discovery's show, UFOs Declassified. The year is 1942, and the U.S. has just entered World War II. It has been 3 months since the Japanese attacked Pearl Harbor. Many people believed a new Japanese attack was taking place on February 24th in Los Angeles. That's because they saw lights in the sky. Sirens went off, and the city turned off its electricity. In the early morning, the U.S. Army began firing into the sky. All in all, they fired more than 1,400 shells. The firing continued until shortly after 4 a.m. It also caused 6 civilian deaths. 3 died in car accidents as a result of the shooting, and 3 more had heart attacks. Hours after the attack, the U.S. military said the event was a false alarm. They claimed it was a weather balloon in the sky. However, not everyone was convinced.
Vocabulary review.
Decade. Donnie was born 2 decades ago, so that makes him 20 years old.
Harbor. The captain pulled the ship into the harbor and let the sailors off.
Electricity. We use electricity every day when we use lights, watch TV, or turn on an air conditioner. Shortly. The dog slept until shortly before 6 a.m., when it woke up and wanted to go outside. Military. The military works hard to protect our country from enemy attacks.